B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
All right, 3:30. It's the Mike Missinelli Show. 3:30 on Thursdays. Try to give you some fantasy football knowledge. So let's do that right now with Eric Carabel, ESPN.com fantasy football expert. Brought to us by Family Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, make Family Company Jewelers your first stop for your fantasy engagement ring. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. Eric, how we doing?
We're doing good, Mike. How are you?
Doing good. Now, let's get right into it here. And let's look at the Philadelphia Eagles for Sunday and the fact that they're all banged up. So what would you do? Would you stay away from Carson, from the skill players, from the backup receivers? Where are you going to go with this?
Well, I mean, I don't really want to stay away from Carson, but there's two problems here. One, he's probably going to be without Jeffrey and DeSean Jackson. And two, I think when you compare him to other quarterbacks, you have to view him as more brittle. I mean, after what's happened in the past, now he left that game because of concussion concern, not because of a hard hit to the ribs, but I mean, Russell Wilson doesn't leave games for 5-6 plays. So this week I've got Wentz number 10 at quarterback. I trust him. I love him. But there's others I like better. Zach Ertz, the only other Eagles player you have to play. You don't have to play any of the running backs. Even if Alshon Jeffrey does play, he'll be shadowed by Darius Slay. That's a terrible matchup for Jeffrey. You might as well just sit out this game and get ready for Green Bay on the Thursday. So not a lot of Eagles who you like. I do like the team, and I think Wentz should put up numbers here. But you need some different wide receivers to do something.
All right, what are the good matchups that you see game-wise here that some fantasy football players can flourish?
Yeah, there's lots of them. Obviously, the Vikings, their wide receivers are playing against the Raiders, the cornerbacks. That's an easy matchup for them. Antonio Brown, Josh Gordon, the Jets have terrible cornerbacks, and they just bench their top guy. I mean, Kenny Galladay of the Lions is definitely a top 20 wide receiver this week against the Eagles. The Eagles allowing the second most fantasy points to wide receivers this season. They're terrible in that sense. And by the way, the Saints guys, even with a backup quarterback, should do well against Seattle there. So there's definitely spots where you can pick up receivers here that can do some numbers here, like even like a Ted Ginn Jr. or a Marvin Jones against the Eagles.
All right, how about all these injured quarterbacks and the guys that are filling in? Stay away, huh?
Yeah, in general sense, you don't want to use them if you don't have to. There's still no bye week, so you're not missing some of your starting quarterbacks. But I do think, in a sense, like if Cam Newton sits, then you're running out of quarterbacks to some degree. Teddy Bridgewater has played in this league before and started and done fine. He should be able to throw in Seattle. I like Mason Rudolph in college at Oak State. I think he can put up numbers against San Fran, but these are not like top 20 quarterbacks. Daniel Jones should be okay against Tampa Bay. It's a terrible defense, but again, you're not playing these guys yet. So you might have to go to secondary quarterbacks like Mitch Trubisky, great matchup at Washington. Jimmy Garoppolo has played well, and I like Jacoby Brissett, so don't go to the new guys quite yet.
Okay. All right, let's get to some questions here. First question right off the top, Jacoby Brissett or Mason Rudolph?
It's Brissett, but, I mean, I wouldn't argue. The problem with Rudolph, it's a road game, team playing well, an inexperienced quarterback. He might be better than Brissett, but you're playing the odds here, and the veteran guy is the better one.
All right, another quarterback situation, Baker Mayfield or Kyler Murray? Kyler Murray, interesting. How do you feel about him?
You know, I still think he's going to be fantastic. I really do. He hasn't run the ball at all yet, but that's well over 300 yards passing in each game. The thing is, Baker Mayfield's a little bit safer here. If Murray's not going to run and Cam Newton's not going to run, it takes away a big part of their fantasy value. So for now, I stick with Baker Mayfield. It's a home game for him.
All right. I have Damian Williams of the Chiefs, Chris tweets. Is it time to look at the other Chief backs that may be available?
I think it's always time. I mean, Damian may not even play this week. He's got a knee injury. LeSean McCoy's a little banged up as well, so it could be somebody else there. The Thorman Thompson kid looks really good. I think if he gets a shot, then we're going to see some special numbers here, but it's probably going to be a timeshare all season long for Andy Reid's running backs.
All right, Frank, standard scoring lead. Do I go Dak Prescott or Matt Ryan?
Dak looks great. You know, I hate to say it as an Eagles fan, but he looks fantastic. He's been a top 10 fantasy quarterback each of his years in the league. He runs for 6 touchdowns a year. Dak's the play this week against a terrible, like one of the worst teams we've ever seen in this era. Miami Dolphins, you got to play Dak.
All right. Adam needs to start two of the following. James Conner, Sony Michel, Hollywood Brown, Will Fuller.
I mean, it's the running backs. If James Conner is playing, then you play him. He should get plenty of volume there. And Sony Michel, while disappointing against Miami, it's still a good effort. Just doesn't catch any passes. But I would play them. I mean, Hollywood Brown had a lot of targets last week, but he's still a receiver, and those other guys are running backs who get more touches.
All right, so trade options here. Austin wants to know. Guy wants Jared Goff and McCaffrey for James Conner and Brandon Cooks. Would you do it, considering Cam's injury?
I would want the McCaffrey side there, no question about it. Best player in the deal, only guy you can truly trust here. Goff's not a top-10 quarterback, so you should be able to do better. But Christian McCaffrey might be the best player in fantasy football. It's either him or Zeke or Saquon, so I want the McCaffrey side.
All right, Sean, should I trade Sammy Watkins for Zach Ertz?
Well, Sammy Watkins never played 16 games in a season, and I don't think it's happening this year either. So if you need a tight end or even a flex option, Zach Ertz is a better flex option than Sammy Watkins, so yes.
Okay, I need a flex here. Sempteet 64 tweets in. Sanders, Larry Fitzgerald, Hollywood Brown.
Emmanuel Sanders is doing fine. I like him. I think the matchup is fine this week as well. I mean, Fitzgerald's matchup is pretty good, too. I mean, I think they're both older receivers. They're healthy today. Maybe not in a month, but they're healthy today. I would just go with Sanders.
All right. Ernest wants to know if he should go Joe Mixon, Peyton Barber, or Kenyon Drake.
You're not going Kenyon Drake unless he gets traded out of Miami. I think Mixon's the play. As long as he's playing, he had a sprained ankle last week, played through it, didn't play very well. But if you're giving up on Joe Mixon, it's a big mistake. He should be a borderline top 10 running back this season. I traded Gurley for him in a league, and I feel good about it. Peyton Barber, come on. I mean, Peyton Barber might be a flex option, but Mixon is a definite running back, too.
All right, tight end question. Jason wants to know, should I start Jimmy Graham, O.J. Howard, or Will Disley?
Yeah, I mean, O.J. Howard's been one of the bigger disappointments so far. They're just not targeting him, but I just don't think that's going to continue. So I think O.J. Howard is still to play. Jimmy Graham's always hurt, always something wrong. Something's wrong again. I would stick with O.J. Howard here.
All right. Let's go to I lost my place here. Okay, let's go with this one here. Stephon Diggs or Sammy Watkins?
Diggs. Love Diggs. Great matchup this week. Watkins, I mean, Watkins is very good, and obviously his quarterback's the best. But they're playing a good Baltimore defense. I think Diggs is a wide receiver, too, every week for me.
Wentz or Phillip Rivers from Dave?
It's Wentz. I mean, Rivers is not putting up prolific numbers himself. So it's Wentz, and Rivers has to face the Houston pass rush this week. But, I mean, Wentz 10, Rivers 15, neither are awesome options.
I will end it on this one. Miles Sanders or Tariq Cohen?
You're not feeling
Miles, are you?
I'm feeling Miles by week 10, but
yeah.
Miles right now is just not getting enough touches. He's not throwing in the ball, and he's running left to right. He's not running up the middle. So Tariq Cohen still gets his 5 catches a week. That's more than Miles is getting. So I hate to say it, but it's definitely and he's playing Washington, so go with Tariq.
All right, you're an Eagles fan. Jalen Ramsey trade. Peter King came out and said today that the Eagles have the number one offer on the board for him. Are you in?
Yeah, he's the best corner in the league. I'm all in. I'm all in, but I want to know what it's for, you know?
All right, here it is. Yeah. This is what Peter King tweeted. 1-3, Sidney Jones.
In. All the way.
You're in.
Go for the win now. Win the title now.
Suppose it's 2-1s. You in?
I'm still in. He's
here. All right. Sounds good. Eric, always a pleasure, man. We'll talk to you next week.
It.
All right, there he is.
Have a good one.
Eric Carabel brought to us Family Company Jewelers. You're thinking about getting engaged. Make a Family Company Jewelers your first stop for your fantasy engagement ring. Family Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.